Good Thursday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JPMorgan Chase.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Here's some palace intrigue for you. The Washington Post has a story with the Kiev-Ukraine dateline reporting that House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Speaker Paul Ryan were joking behind the scenes about Dana Rohrabacher and Donald Trump being on Vladimir Putin's payroll. The story quotes Evan McMullen, the failed presidential candidate who once worked in House Republican leadership. Earlier this year, Evan McMullen wrote an op-ed in the New York Times referencing what appears to be the same meeting.
Pretty sure that's not the message Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy want out right now. Okay, let's break down where we are this morning after another day of Washington whiplash. The New York Times has a story on how Trump's team knew that Michael Flynn was under investigation before he came to the White House. Despite that, Trump still gave him the National Security Advisor job.
This story is not going anywhere fast. Robert Mueller, the former FBI director, was named as a special prosecutor by the Department of Justice to investigate Trump and his ties to Russia. Our colleague Josh Gerstein breaks down what you need to know about the special counsel position. First, Mueller will have all the authority of a typical U.S. attorney to convene grand juries, issue subpoenas, file criminal charges, and pursue those charges to trial. In practice, he'll probably have more control over the FBI agents involved in his probe than most prosecutors do. Second, there's no fixed duration for this investigation, and if passed as precedent, this will go on for a long time, potentially years. Mueller will also likely be given effective control over Justice's information sharing with Congress.
Our colleagues Josh Dossi and Annie Carney have the scoop on how Trump learned about the special prosecutor. The two report that a large group of Trump's top aides gathered with Trump before the news broke. And then he actually took it better than expected. And the Washington Post is reporting that Jared Kushner is expected to have a key role in rethinking the West Wing structure and staffing if Trump does overhaul his team.
Another job for Jared. Wow, that guy's busy. He must have 28 hours in his day. Former Senator Joe Lieberman is among the candidates for the FBI director job. He interviewed along with former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating, Richard McFeely, and Andrew McCabe. Inside the Capitol, Trump picking someone like Lieberman or Keating makes a lot of sense. They both have a lot of friends on Capitol Hill, particularly Lieberman, who is close with Senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And if Trump chooses Lieberman, he could say he's choosing someone who spent most of their career as a Democrat.
And no surprise here, Trump's scandals are threatening the GOP agenda. Republicans hoping to take on major issues like repealing Obamacare and overhauling the tax code are beginning to fear that Trump's ongoing deluge of scandals could overtake everything in Washington. But, not everyone is taking this sitting down. Ken Vogel and Brian Fowler scoop that the Kochs are planning to spend millions of dollars pushing for tax reform.
Spotted last night, Congressman Pat Tiberi, a top Ways and Means Republican from Ohio, dining with Gary Cohn at Osteria Marini in Navy Yard. And Sean Spicer will be the special guest at an evening reception tonight hosted by the Republican Party of Virginia at the Trump National Golf Course in Sterling, Virginia. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.